Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor. I'm looking forward to having a good show with you guys, and I hope you guys are looking forward to having a good show with me as well. Go ahead and log in. The number's 347-989-8310. Log in. Call in. Do all that you can. We're about to get this thing going, get it popping, get it ready. I'm looking forward to having a good show with you guys tonight, and I hope you guys call in. We got a lot of stuff we want to talk about. I'm excited. Why am I so excited? Hell, I don't know. I'm mostly excited because this is the topic that I always talk about. And I got a lot of people following me now on Twitter. Following your boy. Good people following your boy. Oh, yeah. Going to call out our winners tonight on the show. Looking forward to calling out them winners. And we're going to get this. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to get this thing set up in just a minute. We're going to be ready to go and make sure everything is lined up and properly and ready to go. All right.
I've been told we're ready. So with that being the case, let's do it.
That's right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the sensational Saturday night edition of the show. Who am I, you ask? I am your host, Mr. Tommy, stuffed up with a cold Sotomayor. Man, I went out and had a party with y'all last weekend for my birthday, and this weekend I'm sick. Knew I shouldn't have hung out with y'all Negroes. Damn it! Anyway, here I am, and here you are. And this is a Saturday show, so go ahead, do me a favor. If you want to talk to us, call in the show. The number's 347-989-8310. Y'all know how we do. And you know where to log on it. You just go to yourworldmyviews.com. That's where you can always catch the show. I've lost my pen. And I hate when I'm trying to do the show and I don't have my notes in front of me, although I never really use them. In the last show, what we did was we talked about how much is too much. How much dick is too much dick. How much ass is too much ass. How much muscles is too much muscle. Just how much is too much. We're trying to figure it out. And we had my girl Sarah J on the show, and I love it when Sarah J's on the show. If you guys missed it, great interview, great segment. Go to yourworldmyviews.com. Get caught up on everything. Tonight, y'all know what we're going to do. We're going to give out 350-inch HD LCD TVs. So if you're trying to get one of them, you know what you got to do. You got to follow me on Twitter. The Twitter account is TJ Sotomayor. That's TJSOTOMAYOR. Simple and plain. Come find me. Follow me. If your name is called while the show is on, all you have to do is email us and let us know your address. And the email address is TJ@yourworldmyviews.com. It's quite simple. And everybody wants them TVs for Christmas. I know they do. I'm going to try to answer some phone calls early in the show. But like I said, we talked about how much is too much. And I put up a picture of the girl's breasts that I really like. Because them breasts is just great. But they was a 52K, triple K, or something mess like that. They were just ridiculous. Now the point is, that's great for one night. And I wish you women would realize this. Are you women who going to get these butt implants and stuff? A guy only wants this stuff for one night. He don't want that stuff for the rest of his life. How do I know? Because I dated one of them chicks. She had ass for days. And then after I got into bed with her and started dating her, that was the worst thing ever. I mean, it was too much. It was nasty looking. It was out of control. Niggas was laughing at me. You can't respect a woman with a bunch of ass. Now, a woman with a bunch of titties, she get more respect than a woman with a bunch of ass. You got a bunch of ass, it's hard to respect that person. She's got too much ass. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to call in the show. You can tell me your opinion about that last show. You can also talk about whatever tonight. We've got three main subjects I'm going to talk about. One is Kobe Bryant. One is Sam Hurd. And the other one is the rapper Slim Duncan. And then the main subject of tonight, as you all know, we're asking. Multiple kids by multiple people. Is it a problem? Aw, yeah. That's right. Yeah. And the casket drops. Yeah. And the casket drops. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Your World, My Views. I'm your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor. And we're going to start off by giving away one of these dadgum TVs. We're going to give one of them away right now. All right, I've been giving it. Hold on a second. I've been given a name, but hold on. I can write it down, make sure I get it. Just hold on. I'm back. All right, I've been given a name, and it came across my desk. It's Simply Claudia 1. Simply, S-I-M-P-L-Y, Claudia 1. Simply Claudia 1. I'll write that down. P-L-Y, Claudia 1. All right, Simply Claudia 1. Email us at TJ at yourworldmyviews.com, and you'll get a 50-inch LCD HD TV brought to you by the fine folks at Vivio TV. You know how they do. This is one out of three. Ladies and gentlemen, there are going to be two more TVs given away for the rest of the show. Vizio, entertainment freedom for all. You want to know more about Vizio? Go to Vizio.com. Go to yourworldmyviews.com and click on the Vizio link. That'll get you there. That'll get you there. All right, Simply Claudia. All you got to do is simply email us. You'll get your TV. You got to love that. We got two more names we're going to give out tonight. Now, again, in the last show, we had fun, and I thank everyone who called on that show. We got a lot of things I want to talk about. And I'm going to answer you guys' phone calls early tonight. I want to talk to my girl Keisha, Michael, and Tanisha. Well, Michael's my homeboy. But I'm going to talk to Keisha, Kelly, Tanisha, Michael. I'm going to talk to you guys early. Well, I guess I can pull one of them in right now before I get to. I don't know if they want to talk right now. I got to do my Is It Just Me? And the Is It Just Me is only 5 minutes, but it's 5 minutes from now. I'll pull one in right now and see what they want to talk about. Let me pull in Keisha Kelly from the 817. Keisha, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Tommy?
I'm fine. That's what the ladies say, but they're going by the profile pictures and not the real pictures, so I don't know. What'd you say?
I said, I knew you were going to pick me first. You called those names out, and I said, he's gonna call my name.
I'll put you back in the queue if you want me to.
Oh, you know, I can hang for a little bit. I'm good.
Okay, because I know a lot of people that call at the beginning, I've been told, hey, we want to talk at the beginning, and you never bring us in.
So I'm trying to bring the people in now, and so they can't say, well, you never bring us in, because I guess they would either want to talk about the last show. Like, did you get a chance to see the last show?
I did not, Tom.
Well, we were talking about how much is too much, and we're talking about sexually. Because a lot of men, especially in the black community, I'm going to assume you're a sister, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Black men, you know, if we hit you up on Facebook or Twitter or at the club, we always say we got a big penis. I ain't never heard a man just walk up and be like, I don't have much penis, but, you know, I'm real friendly. So since, why, be honest with us, does the size of a penis for a man, does that matter to you as a woman? I mean, I heard women all the time say, if he got a little dick, I won't date him.
Well, okay. I'm actually blushing right now when I, you know, thinking about that. You know, because you hear people say that.
Are you blushing or reminiscing?
Could have been a little bit of both, but I'm. I'm gonna be honest. Okay, so here. Okay, so here I'm gonna put it out here. Okay, it really is how you use it. I do believe that.
So that's not a myth. I just thought it was something that women with men with small penises say.
No, I don't. It is how you use it, but nobody really wants it. A pencil-sized penis doesn't do a lot for you, especially if you've had men in your life that are endowed, for lack of a better word. But there are some men that are pretty well endowed. They're big, and they don't really know how to use it. And it can be a very uncomfortable experience.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because a woman said that in the last show, and it sounds like you're saying it. Are you saying, because she said typically men with smaller penises, they work harder not only orally, but they work harder with their penis because they got a smaller penis. But she said a man with a bigger penis is usually lazy with it.
Lazy with what?
His big penis. Like, he feel like all he got to do is bring the big penis to the party, and that's it.
That's true. And you're right. A man with a smaller one, they're going to put more effort and more time in the foreplay. That is true, because they know that they've got to turn her out. Because
it's a one shot deal, huh?
They got to turn her out before they, you know.
He walk up in the bedroom looking like Eminem talking about he only get one shot.
Basically. And so if she can get hers, you know, she may pat him on the head, you know, once he you know, puts it in and realizes that, you know, she can't even feel it. But, you know, at least she's gotten it before he gets to work. I mean, I'm just gonna be honest.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. All right. We were also asking women about how they were built, because, you know, as well, in the black community, like, we got magazines like King and XXL, where black men love huge asses. And I've dated girls who literally kept putting on weight so they could have a big butt. They would get fat to get a big butt. You being a black woman, have you seen that this, the bigger, the better it is, like that the stupid chick Pebbles the model and that just ridiculous butt implants that they're getting just to have this ridiculous size butt? Have you been affected by this craze?
You know, I don't know if it's that I've been affected by it. I will tell you that, you know, my husband used to buy those King magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not big like that. I mean, I got to squat to get mine, and I got to do a lot of squats to get mine. Otherwise, you know, I've got flat behind disease that runs in my family. So if I don't work mine, it'll just flatten out. And I had.
So you got a flat butt. What do you have a flat chest too?
No, I don't. And I'm not flat. I have to work. No, and I'm not flat chested. I mean, I'm a 36C, which is, you know, it's about an average size.
That's a good handful. It's
decent. And I like it because of the way I train. I really don't want anything slapping me in the face, to be honest with you.
You're a fitness person.
Huh?
You're a fitness person.
I'm a fitness person.
Okay, good deal.
Yes.
That's good. We need more black women that's into fitness.
Yes. And so that's my thing. But I just, you know, and I have to reference my husband, you know, because initially when I first saw those, and to me, I was like, why do you like this? And, you know, he said it was a look that he liked. You know, he's not one to read Playboy magazines and all that stuff like that, but he liked looking at these black women with these big behinds. You know, eventually he got them out of the house because, you know, I just said, you know, I'm not going to ever have one that looks like that.
Right.
But I think I do think that it can be excessive. And I keep referring to him because, you know, he would say that, you know, he calls them tissue paper behinds. You know, and basically means that, you know, they're so big that tissue paper gets caught up in them. And he said,
it's so big that a lot more than that, you probably get caught up in them. I used to date a chick like that, and by the time I got to the place where I was trying to get to, it wasn't much penis left to go in there.
So I just, I don't know. I just, I think it's too much. I think that, I think that black women, we are blessed with so much that God has already given us. You know, and I know that there's some women who choose to have breast augmentation, and I'm good.
That's
with
what I was
going to
ask you. Have you done any of that? Have you decided or even thought about going under the knife?
No, I have not. You know, and I have. You know, when I was pregnant with my kids, you know, I went up to bra sizes I didn't even know existed. I had put on so much weight. You know, I was like, gee, I didn't know they made size G in bras. I mean, that's how big I got. You know, but I was always naturally a 36C, and you know, but as I've you know, with being in fitness and stuff, and as I've trained and when I lose weight, you know, because breast tissue is mostly fat.
Yeah, they go away. That's the sad part. I used to date a chick that was in the fitness, and when she you know, she get ready to go on the show, they go away, and I'd be sad.
Mm-hmm. You know, they do go away, and I, you know, I don't have intentions of quite getting that lean. I don't have a goal to compete. I think that if I wanted to be in that competitive in that market, if I wanted to compete, I really think that you have to have that, because that seems to be the criteria, and you can only pin up and push up and stuff your bra so much.
Well, see, yeah, that's what's funny. They lose all their breast tissue from the way that they work out. Then they have to go and buy it.
You have to go and buy it, and you know, I just prefer not to do that. I like what God has given me. You know, with staying fit and however my body, whatever form or shape it takes. And I'm gonna tell you, my husband don't like skinny women. He don't want a cricket. You know, so I got to keep my weight on me. And my husband, he's a down-home brother. I mean, he's got to have something to squeeze and hold on to. And I respect that. So I try to train to where I'm nice and lean. I still have curves, but, you know, there's no bone sticking out anywhere or anything like that. And so my personal opinion is that, you know, God has given us enough. And I really think, honestly, if more of us women, and I don't want to get onto my fitness soapbox, but if more of us worked out and trained and did more resistance training, you know, we have the genetic capability to be able to develop those curves without a lot of augmentation. I'm talking about the bust.
You know, African women do that. They do that from their kids at birth. That's why those African women have them ridiculous shapes.
Yep.
I mean, I dated three chicks from Nigeria, and they all had like 24-inch waist and like 38 and 40-inch hips. It was crazy. And it was like, one, they stayed in shape. Two, they ate well. And a lot of people don't realize, especially black people, mm-hmm. a lot of what mm-hmm. we put in our body results in what our body looks like on the outside, right?
Exactly. You are what you eat. I believe it. If you eating chicken, fried chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy and macaroni and cheese every week, then that's what you're going to look like.
You're exactly right. Hey, Keisha, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to stick around. We got to go to our Is It Just Me segment. I want you to stick around. I'm going to answer you. I'll come back to you with more of you guys' calls, because I got to talk about the news. That's my girl, Keisha, from Texas. Took me a second to realize who it is. This is a beautiful young black lady who is a believer in fitness. And like she said, not one of those fitness people who are crazy like most of the fitness people I have on my show. But they're not crazy. That's just their job, just like this is mine. And you know what else is my job? To introduce the Is It Just Me, and you know, and y'all all know it's sponsored by Coke Zero, so act like you don't know. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Is It Just Me? Sponsored by Coke Zero. Looks like Coke, tastes like Coke. So much so that you can't tell the difference, but your body will be able to tell the difference. It has zero calories. And a lot of y'all need zero calories right around here in the holidays, because you're eating chitlins and collard greens and hog maws and ham and all kinds of fatness. Look at you, some Coke Zero. But here it is. The Is It Just Me? Is it just me? Or does it seem like black women and Christianity do not mix? I'm dead serious. Today I had a young lady go on to another one of my friend's pages on Facebook, and she didn't like what he posted, and she said, shut the fuck up. And so I looked at her profile before I spoke, and it said she loved Jesus. I said, damn. And so I asked her, why did you cuss that man out and you say you're a Christian? She said, one, that don't have nothing to do with nothing. Then the second thing she said was, just because I'm a Christian don't mean that I'm perfect, and who are you to judge me? Wait a minute. You told a grown man to shut the fuck up. I brought it to your attention and you told me I'm judging you. For the last 2 hours, this young lady has been running around Facebook arguing that point. And black women do it all the time. And I think Christianity is the downfall of black community. I know y'all don't like me saying it, but let me tell you why. See, black folks believe just like this woman believed. There was a woman who actually told me this. She said, being a Christian does not mean you're superhuman. What it does mean is that I can cuss you out and repent for it afterwards and be forgiven. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is what most black people believe. That's why black women can have 9, 10 kids by 12, 13 men and still be called saved. They believe that no matter what they say and do, God will forgive them. Let me tell you why that's a problem. If you believe that there are no repercussions for your actions, if you believe that God is going to always forgive you, then you have no incentive to not do it. That's why I don't like black Christians, and that's why most black women with kids out of wedlock are Christians. Tell me I'm lying. Every Negro you walk up into tell you they love the Lord. The nigga that be shooting other niggas still tell you love the Lord. You listen to Lil Wayne CD and he'll tell you how much he love the Lord. What the hell is wrong with black folks? And they will push that stuff down their throat by black women. That's right. Look at your churches. Look at Bishop Eddie Long Church. Who's in there? Black women in the front row. All trying to fuck Bishop Eddie Long and Deacon Long. Anybody with Long in the name. I'm just saying. Listen, if God helps you find a better you, then that's great. But most of the black women I know that's got God in their life and God in their heart got the motherfucking devil in their everyday lifestyle. They be at the club on Friday drinking and fucking, and I'm sorry, but if you know better, you're supposed to be doing better. Because I told the woman, and I'm going to leave you with this. I told her, what would you do if your husband said, being a husband don't mean I don't cheat. It means that I get to fuck as many hoes as I want and be forgiven for it. Ain't this some shit, people? Black women and Christianity don't mix. But then maybe that's just me. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't just me. It was sponsored by Coke Zero. It looks like Coke, tastes like Coke. So much so that you can't tell the difference. But your body will tell the difference. And they have a great, great, great program starting on the first of the year. Where you guys are going to win a lot of nice gifts from Coke Zero just for listening to the show. I already gave out 150-inch TV. And I'm waiting on this lady to email me so she can get her damn TV. Email us and get your damn TV. Because they won't let me keep it. But that was just me. Now, of course, we got a lot of stuff that's going on in the news. And I want to ask you guys about this. This is the first thing. Of course, this is the late breaking news. And I want to get y'all opinions about the black women and Christianity and do they not mix and whatnot. But I'm going to go on and play music. Or play it for me, please. Thank you. In the news. Sponsored by New Fucking Body. Well, we looking for one. In the news, people. This is what just breaking news. Kobe Bryant's wife of 10 and a half years says she won't out. I won't out, and I won't child support, and I won't alimony, and I won't palimony. All kind of money, money. She won't every kind of money you can get. Now the question is, or the question that I ask, and if you go to yourworldmyviews.com, you'll see the article. Y'all need to go to Your World My Views and see all the articles. Y'all need to go to Your World My Views and order me a drink, too. For everybody that didn't come to the party, you need to go to yourworldmyviews.com right now and buy me a drink. And if you don't, I'm mad. Anyway, Kobe Bryant's wife, she won out for 10 years now. My only question was this. Black women said that she was weak for staying with Kobe Bryant after he cheated. Which is funny, because I know most of y'all done stayed with y'all man, and he wasn't y'all husband. You know how many women I have slept with and cheated on, and I wasn't a husband, they stayed. So why are you going to get on this woman? Can somebody answer that for me? Why do we make fun and call a woman weak for being married to a nigga and staying with him? But you strong for some reason by having a bunch of kids by a bunch of niggas just because you ain't married nobody. You strong. You don't take no shit. If you got kids by different niggas, you took a lot of shit. If you itching, you took a lot of shit. Shut up and quit talking about other women. But everybody wanted her to leave and she didn't leave. So they said, that's what you get when you marry one of those Mexicans or white women. They'll let you run over them. Well, now she's leaving 10 years later, going to get half and child support. So I wonder, what are black women going to say now? Are they going to say, see, I told you, that's what you get for dating outside your race. You date outside your race. That's when they're going to take your money. Because you get either answer. Black women always win. If they stay and let you cheat, then they're just doing it because they pushovers. When you marry a white woman or whatever woman, the only reason you marrying her or that she's marrying you is because you got money. But she leave, she leaving because she want to take half your money. Ironic, huh? Because black women always end up looking good. But when a black woman fuck you over like they did Terrell Owens, nobody bring that up and say, see, that's what them black women do. Let me go to the phone lines. Let me go to my man Michael from the 504. What's up, Mike?
This is Taylor Michael from New Orleans. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I was doing well. I had intended on discussing the subject that was at hand, but as I continued to listen, I found that your focus, surprisingly, was on race.
I'll tell you the format. The show's format is it's a 5-hour show, and we don't really get on topic until 10:00.
Well, that's correct. But even at that, to use your free time to talk about race, it seems contrary to everything morally sensible. Do you really believe that race has any impact on what a woman does or what a woman doesn't do? You think that women who are black, if that could even be stated, you know, where would you draw the line of black? What about light-skinned women? What about really dark-skinned women? What about Spanish women who are just really dark? I mean, you can never really define that. Even if you went to Ancestry, we're all African-American, are we not? We come from Africa as a species, do we not? So where's the
I always look at it as American blacks, because typically, one, I'm not an American black. And most people outside of the United States notice that American blacks tend to act a little bit different.
Americans tend to act a bit different because of our culture, because we are
American. Yes, but American blacks don't act like American whites. Let's not act like they do. Because if that was the case, then wait a minute. If what you're saying is the case, then we would be watching news feeds just like I got the one about the young man who, let's get it straight, the young man, the rapper, who shot yesterday at a video shoot, shooting a video of a man who had been shot himself at a video shoot. Can you name me some white Americans who this has happened to?
No, because I don't believe in race. I believe it's a social construct. And so does science. There's more biological difference in the color of your eyes than there is in the color of your skin. Race doesn't define a person. It's just the amount of melanin that was in their ancestors' blood. That's all it is. It's all it ever will be.
So let me ask you this.
Whatsoever.
We do polls, and they poll white people and black people, and when they poll people and find out who has kids out of wedlock, this has nothing to do with race, is what you're saying. We got to ignore that fact.
Correct. Because
so what about when they say black people don't have certain jobs and white people aren't hiring them? Should we not focus on that? Should we just throw that out the window, that black people are more unemployed?
Are you asking questions rhetorically, or do you really want the answer?
No, I'm trying to get the answer. I was asking you if you're saying it doesn't matter, then it shouldn't matter across the board, right?
Good, good. Let me explain. The fact that a poll, a statistic, says that, let's say that one of the polls says, which I believe is one of the statistics, that there are more black people in prisons than white people or Hispanic people or any other race. And so thereby we are to assume that black people, whatever that is, as I've already stated before, are more dangerous or more intent on committing crime or less educated, et cetera. That doesn't mean that because a person is black, they're more likely to commit a crime.
I haven't jumped to the conclusion, but if you state I feel you on that. But I didn't jump to a conclusion if I stated the fact, right?
But you said with women, you said, but black women, how are black women doing this and saying this? When clearly,
give me an example
of
something I said.
You just generalize an entire group of women based on the color of their skin.
Give me an example of one of the generalizations.
You said that most black women who look at this Kobe Bryant thing and say she was weak, and then you said, oh, but I'm sure most of you black women are with another man, and you're staying with him, and you're not even married to him. Those kind of generalizations, that perpetuates what you said.
How's that a generalization when only 24% of black women will get married? That means that 76% of them are not. How's that a generalization?
But it does not mean anything in regards to how they can judge something else. For instance, you can't judge murder without committing it. That's what you say to me when you say that. That if a woman
You're taking the statement I made, which was that most of them are dating a man and aren't married. You said I generalize. The numbers prove me right. Do the numbers not prove me right? I just answered. If I said most of them are not married, and the statistics show that only 24% of black women will ever see marriage in their lifetime, not even that are currently married, that will ever see marriage in their lifetime, am I wrong or right by saying that most of them aren't married?
You're wrong.
I'm wrong for saying most black women are married? Seriously?
You're wrong for what you said in the statement.
That most of them are with a man that they're not married to.
No, you're wrong for saying that she can't they can't comment on her staying with a man.
I didn't say that they couldn't. I said it's ironic that they are. It would be just like if I said it would be ironic that Jerry Sandusky was talking about how to treat kids if I found out he was up for molesting them. I'm
right,
saying it's ironic
say,
to tell
say,
a woman she shouldn't stay with
a.
I'm saying it's ironic to tell a woman that she shouldn't stay with a man because he cheated, and that's her husband, when most of them stay with a man that cheated, and it'd be their boyfriend.
Ah, that's the principal difference, is that 26% or however many you say will ever see marriage, and everyone else won't. But it doesn't mean that everyone else is in a relationship that's fidelitous. It doesn't mean that all the men that they're with who aren't married are cheating on them, or they're not in happy relationships, or not in committed relationships.
Then I go by the statistics of the people who call the Steve Harvey Show, the people who are calling any other show talking about how black men ain't shit, and nobody stops them from saying that. No one says, hey, you're generalizing black men. When they say black men don't take care of their kids, I don't get mad when there's a statistic showing that they don't. I won't argue the statistic. Why would I argue a number?
I do.
If a number says,
because the number,
okay,
the number
argue
lies,
the number.
Argue
if
number
you, okay,
lies.
Like the number you said, more black men are in jail than whites.
Right.
That's actually not true. The percentage of our community is higher. There are more whites in jail than blacks.
Okay. It doesn't matter. Like I said, I didn't know for sure which one it was. Regardless, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that a person that you meet across the street who happens to look a certain way, who happens to look a certain shade of color, is going to have a better chance or a worse chance of going one way or the other. Everyone forges their own character. Everyone forges their own choice. They're independent of the colors of their skin. And your
so you're saying it plays no role. So you're saying skin color plays
no role.
You're saying like
whatsoever.
Herman Cain, racism is dead and skin color plays no role in your everyday life.
Racism is not dead. Racism continues to exist for reasons like this, for reasons where people get up and talk about it like it does have an importance. People who say Hey, see that guy over there? Which guy? The black guy? Or no, the Asian guy? The Hispanic guy? The
How would you not
so
be
identical.
Able to describe people if we all were the same color? Do you know what we use to describe people? Height. If we all were the same height, do you know what we use to describe people? Items of clothing. What you're
people,
saying now
exactly,
is ridiculous.
Exactly.
That I can't look
That's
at someone
point.
And
That's
say,
the...
look at that person over there. What person? I say that woman. I'm now
but
being sexist
the...
if I say that woman, right?
You are not. Nope, you are not. Because you want to
so
say
So I'm
you
being racist if
that?
I say that black guy?
Yes, because you know the difference between that is that you're making a racial distinction when it does not exist. You cannot define where black begins and where black ends and where white begins. There is no basis. You can't have a color shade that starts at one place and ends at the other. You can't find that. You can never prove that. However, people choose what clothing to wear. People choose whether to wear high heels or not. So you could always make the distinction between clothing, and it wouldn't be a generalization. That's what that person chose to wear this morning. It's not the same thing as the person next to them is wearing. It's much easier.
Let me
to
ask
out.
You, are you black?
I, as I've said before, my name is Taylor Michael. I'm from New Orleans. That's what defines me, nothing else. It is a social. I truly believe to the very inherent of it that race does not exist, that it is truly a social.
What is your
the way we describe and
say?
Define ourselves is what perpetuates racism. The way that we say we are a certain color, that is what continues to divide us. The way we have Black History Month, instead of incorporating it into American history, we continue to segregate it every year and then celebrate that fact. That's,
well, I'm
that's
agree with you on the Black History Month thing. I will agree with you on that.
Why
there's
that?
Certain things, but the thing is, again, even when you're saying I generalize and whatever, people should be able to agree on some things even if they don't agree on all things, because everything you say can't be wrong and everything I say can't be wrong, can it?
No, not everything.
Right, so okay, you don't agree with my premise at the beginning, even though that's the world we live in and the science the world uses. You want me to
just
ignore
because,
it.
Just because that's the way the world is doesn't mean that's the way the world ought to be. If 15 million
but yeah, but I don't live
thing,
in utopia or fantasy
thing.
Land.
No.
I live
no.
in the
not
United States.
United.
I live in Atlanta. And if I live in Atlanta and I know they have a high crime rate, do you know what I do to take care of my daughter? I either move from there, and then when I move from there, even though the crime rate is lower, I still get ADT on the home and still get deadbolts. I don't go around living in a utopia and say we should not go around robbing each other, because even if I don't want to rob, I don't pretend that others don't.
Aha, that's fine, because you're being cautious, but not in the sense that it would be – you're being cautious in the sense of that things happen in a place. However, if you were to take a statistic that said, well, black people were more likely to rob you, and then so every time you saw a black person, you were more cautious than you were with anyone else.
But you're saying every time. There's not a difference between being – I'm not doing anything to someone by making the statement.
You are.
The statement
you're
doesn't
doing,
do
you're
anything
doing
to anyone.
To the very basic integrity of everyone who hears you, of everyone who listens to you. You see what I mean? I mean the very
– I'm trying to get you, so I was going to let you explain that.
I mean, the very use of race in a vocabulary is what perpetuates racism itself. I don't mean to say that we should ignore it, that we should never use race and pretend that racism does not exist. I mean to say that we need to stop using it to define ourselves when it doesn't. We need to understand that its biological effects are so minimal that they don't even exist scientifically, and that there is no distinction between each other. There is no shade where one color starts, one begins. That Americans are Americans, and that people are people above that. I truly mean to say that we ought to be able to distinguish that. And if we do, if we stop using it in vocabulary to point people out in the streets, if we stop putting it down on surveys saying what color we are, if we stop doing all those things, eventually it will recede from our vocabulary. We will lose the reason for using it. We will find other ways to differentiate each other, to define ourselves more.
But then
more
we
real
but
ways.
Then we fight over that. If what you're saying isn't true. Or is true, then there would have been no reason for the North to fight the South in the Civil War. They weren't fighting
sure,
over
the
color.
North and the
they
South
fought over an idea.
On principle things. They disagreed on principle things, which is why they fought, which is fine. Let people fight over principle
things. It is?
Things. Yes. For the North and South to fight.
That's fine for people to kill each other over that because you agree with that principle.
No. I'm saying
you did say that was fine.
No, if people disagree about principle things, they can argue about that. But if people disagree about someone's race or have a disagreement with someone because of their race, there's nothing right about that.
So you believe that the Republicans and Democrats, that's right, because they disagree about stupidity, because one's a Republican, one's a Democrat, and that's how they decide to separate themselves.
In fact, I think of that as the same, as I put that in the same place as race, because you're fighting over a color. You're fighting over a red or a blue flag. Which one does you raise?
They're fighting
that's
over principles,
the
not a color.
About the,
they're fighting
the
over principles,
the,
not a color.
What?
The Republicans and Democrats are fighting over principles.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Because I know people who go into, and this is the majority of people, they go into the voting slot and they pick the blue one or the red one. They just go all the way down. I'm a Republican. I'm going to pick all Republican candidates. I don't even know who these people are.
Right, because they believe they all
share
the same ideas. They don't pick them because of a color.
Well, it's
most Americans don't even know that the red means the Republican and blue means a Democrat.
Obviously, but it's the same principle. It's about it's.
But
about
I'm saying,
an
but what I'm saying is, you don't. They're fighting with the principle. One believes that the Democrats are for the poor. The other ones believe that the Republicans are for less government. It's been that way for years. You can't say that they're just fighting over the color. It's the idea.
It's the very. But that's the very basis of it. It's the same principle as that they're fighting over a color because they're not worried about what the values are anymore. They're not really worried about anything. They're worried about who's Republican, who's Democrat, which is the same as saying who's red or who's blue. I'm not being literal when I say that. I mean to say that it's similar. It's almost the same thing because it's.
Well,
so,
I will believe
so
that it's
stable.
A blind colorness, and I'll believe just like the same way of how people voted for Barack Obama because they equated him with being black, even though he was raised by white people and a white mother. They equated him with being black, and a lot of people just voted because it was their first black face that they'd seen. It was the first real time they'd gotten a chance to vote for a black person. And in your mind, you're saying that's wrong.
Absolutely. To vote someone in power.
So how would you, Michael, fix it?
As I said, and actually as Morgan Freeman has said, stop incorporating it into our vocabulary. Stop incorporating black history. Stop dividing ourselves by differentiating ourselves and defining ourselves with race. We need to understand that it plays no part in the decisions we make or in who we are or in the character that we
portray. So why do you think, seriously, if you said it has nothing to do, race has nothing to do, when scientists tell you that genetically your race does have a lot to do with even the build that you have, the height that you end up being, all this stuff, but you're saying it plays no part. Why do you think you can tell when you're on the phone and never see somebody if they're black or white?
You can't.
9 times out of 10, you can tell
you
who that person is when you just speaking
you
to them on
and
the
let
phone.
Let me tell you why.
How is that?
You asked me what I was, but you couldn't tell. You couldn't define.
No. I knew what you were.
You
I was trying to. I was trying to get you to say black because you said that you wouldn't identify yourself with black. I was trying to get you to say it.
Really?
Sir.
Let me enlighten you. Let me enlighten you with this. My heritage. I'll tell you my heritage. Where I come from. I'm German and Italian. Now, what do you think? Are you so certain now that you can judge a man's color by his tone of voice on a phone? You see now the error.
Yeah, you have to show me a picture. Send us
no.
a picture. Show us your Facebook profile. That'd be great.
I'd
love
to
be proven wrong.
However.
No, not however. I love to be proven wrong. Anybody
right
can
now.
Say something on the radio. I can tell
okay.
you I got a 12-inch penis on the radio.
Give me your email and I'll send you a picture.
No, send me your profile on Facebook. Don't send me a picture.
Oh, okay.
Send me
how
your
about
profile.
You can log into Facebook right now, and I'll spell out my name. I'll spell out my URL for you. It's really easy. You put in Facebook.com, you put in a /, and then you put in T-H-E, and then crisis, the crisis. That's it. That's all you have to put.
You look like a black man to me.
Oh, do I have the lion?
Unless that guy's not you at the bottom, I see a lion and a dog.
The dog.
You're like
dog
a black man to me. Now, I could be wrong.
The dog is mine. Now, are you allowed to click on my photos? I don't know what my privacy things are set to.
Oh, hell, it's just a cover photo and just a cover on the side. That might not even be you. You know what? I'll send you a friend request and you add me when you get a chance. But the point is, even if what you're saying, the point is, and anybody can tell you, 9 times out of 10, and I work for IBM and handle phone calls all day. I can tell who is who on the phone. If I can get that right 8 out of 10 times, 7 out of 10 times, that's a high percentage. Don't you think that means something if I can do that?
You messed up. Those two or three that you messed up mean everything. It means everything that you couldn't get it all the time. The exception.
But what in life is 100% other than death? Then by that logic, go ahead.
I'll give you this. So you say 7 out of 10 or 8 out of 10. That's fine when you're trying to get people over the phone. Now, let me tell you this. Those exceptions mean everything, and this is why. Because for me, being in the Navy as a hospital corpsman, right, let's say 8 out of 10, I get the right medicine every time. Every time I get the right medicine because I know what the patient needs and I know what the patient has, and I give them the medicine. The two times that I mess up, those patients die. Do you think then that it's worth having the rule of I know what I'm talking about?
That's actually what hospitals deal with every day.
That's actually what hospitals deal with every day.
They are not 100% certain, and there are plenty of people who died because they're not 100% certain. I'm glad
you said that. But it's unavoidable. But race is not.
Hold on. Wait. I'm glad you said that. You brought up your job and how it affects your job. And I pointed out to you in your job, not only in the military, but in the medical field. That's why they make you sign a waiver when you get put up under. Because they don't know exactly how much it takes to put you under, because they might not get it right for you as they do for someone else. But they do a generalization. And they do that when it comes to your life.
Right. Like we said, so many variables go into that. Race, as I've said, has less of a biological difference and impact on you than the color of your eyes. And yet you still tell me that science plays this great part in instilling race when it doesn't. It does the contrary.
So we should just throw
Columbus,
all of it out. Like sickle cell anemia, we should throw that out. Like black folks get that a lot more than white folks. We just throw that out because race don't play
nothing on that, right? But do you know where that comes from, though? That comes from having African heritage, correct? Now,
yes.
That can be tested by having your blood tested, which everyone should, and then you find out where your heritage is and where your statistic. Statistical risk of disease will be, but it should never be judged by your color. As I said before, a Spanish person can be just as dark and look just like a person from Nigeria,
I'm Hispanic,
Zimbabwe.
Sir. I'm Hispanic, sir. I'm Hispanic.
Okay, but it doesn't matter to me. The point is that they can look exactly the same.
No, I'm saying I know I can. I was the proof of what you're saying.
Okay, then. So then you understand then that again race plays no part. You can't even tell someone's heritage by their race.
But the heritage and race are two different things. That's like a white person could be Irish or they could be Greek. They could be anything. That's just where they were born or where their people are from. That's like you wouldn't know but that's like saying you can't tell if someone's raised in the South when you hear their accent. Let's just put that out of there. Don't pay that no attention. Even though you hear this person's accent is different than yours, don't pay that no attention.
Right, but
because
first,
we don't
one,
want to
I've
be racist.
I've added you as a friend, so you can go look at my pictures. Two, the accent thing. I love that you bring that up because I'm from New Orleans and I don't have an accent, and people can never guess where I'm come from, and they say, "How come you don't have an accent?" I tell them, "Because I'm my own person. I'm very much my own person. Every facet of who I am, my accent doesn't give
but
me away."
But you also
any more than
know that people from where you're from do have a unique accent too. Are you going to deny that
do.
As well?
Some people do, but not everyone. So it would be foolish.
I didn't say
everyone,
but I'm saying you
state.
Know that there are people from where you're from have a unique accent than someone from Atlanta or someone from New York. Not all,
there are people,
but you do know
there are
their
people
accent
from where
is
I'm from who kill people. There are people where I'm from who rape people. There are people who I'm from who steal. There are people where I'm from who are just awful people. But that is not to say that you should judge people where I'm from. As
we're not talking about
things.
Judging. Why do black people use this word judge? What judgment came out? What judgment came out? I'll stop there and then I'll go to another call. But it's serious. What judgment came out?
You yourself said that most black women are with men who cheated on them and stayed with them, not even married to them. How are they to judge Kobe Bryant and his relationship? Who are they to judge that? You're judging the people who are judging. You can't judge any more than that.
I'm not judging the people. I'm asking who they are. I'm asking them to explain their position. I'm doing
that,
what
that
you said that you're supposed to do. I'm asking
person.
Them how. What is their background? So wait a minute. I'm not supposed to be able to ask a doctor that's giving me information, hey, where'd you go to school? Where are your qualifications for even giving this information? I can't do that because I'm judging him, right? Well, then I'm sorry. That's what I do every day.
No.
I would judge everyone, even me giving this information right here. I would want for someone to ask me, where are you getting that information from? I don't want you to just listen to what I say and be afraid to question me. If that's the case, I would say you're judging me by what you're saying right now. When you came on the show, you said, I was expecting this. I didn't expect to hear this guy. Did I cut you off? I tried to listen to you. Because
you're
each
right.
person can be educated, even if they're wrong or if their thoughts might be wrong.
But you think that you can't be wrong. You think you're educating me now?
I would have cut you off a long time ago if I thought you couldn't be, if I couldn't be wrong.
Okay.
I would have never let you get a word edgewise.
Okay, booyah. My point being is that when you inquire into the
doctor. There
it is.
Okay, see, now hold on now. Hold on a second. I would not let anybody get smarter with me on my own show. I didn't get smart with him. I asked him a simple question. He said, okay, booyah. You're not going to get smart with me and be an asshole to me on my show. It doesn't work that way. Thank you, Miss Mo. You're not going to be an asshole to me when I haven't done anything to you. We were talking and talking great. And then you see how people get frustrated with me when I give them facts. I took his own job and what he did for a living and told him, hey, buddy, you work with people's lives and you're not 100%. Why would you tell me that I'm wrong for picking who black and white on a phone? Okay, I'm out of line for just thinking, hey, this is a black man I'm talking to. You don't need to do that. But he can literally put somebody under and they die and they done signed a piece of paper that said, oh, well. Now, when I just tried to talk to him very nicely for 30 minutes, daggum near, he said, booyah, good for you. Really? And people wonder why I don't like our people? Because we can't even admit to something. You don't ever admit that you're wrong, but you've been on the phone with me for 30 minutes, and I've let you talk just as much as I have. That doesn't make any sense. Let me go to Tracy from the 512. What's up, Tracy?
What's up, Tommy?
I'm hurt. I just let this man talk for 30 minutes.
That guy got black running in his veins. I don't care what he says. He got a great, great, great grandfather, a great, great, great grandmother. He's from New Orleans. And if he said he didn't have an accent, that's the first thing I noticed is he had an accent.
But did you get what he was saying? I was confused. Like, he was saying,
he killed him in his argument about his job.
He
gave the wrong medicine to two people and they died like it was nothing.
I gave him his job as a basis that your job does not predicate on being 100% right.
I bet you anything that guy got at least some kind of percentage of black in his blood, and he doesn't want to claim it because he probably came out looking more white than he did black. And he would never even call your show and discuss that topic if it didn't piss him off.
Well, he said he wanted to talk about the topic, and I didn't mind, but I got confused at the end. I let him talk a long time, and then for me to say, well, sir, didn't I let you talk 30 minutes, and I didn't cut you off, and you, well, that's good for you, booyah. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why would civilized individuals have that discussion? Because all I did was prove to him.
And then he had the nerve to say, you didn't even know I'm from New Orleans, I have an accent. That's the first thing I heard was the accent. Is he serious?
And I knew he was from New Orleans because his number said 504.
So they don't just.
I tell people all the time, they don't just give out degrees from Georgia Tech. They don't. I don't understand why people just think I just walked up and they say, here you go.
So I believe in doing research.
Even when he told me, when I asked him what color he was, and he said, I'm mixed with so-and-so, and I was like, he said, why did you know? You asked me that. You didn't even know. I was like, no, I was trying to get you to say you was black because you sound black. Now, I could have been completely wrong, but he sound black.
Yeah, he sounded very black with a little kind of French accent going on in there.
Yes, and I didn't mean him no harm. I don't understand that. What he's saying is we should literally live in a society where no one brings up color. Do you think that'll ever happen?
No, because you said, now I'm reading, it says, do you think racism is dead as a mixed person? No, it is not dead. I am still asked what I am, and it's obvious that I'm black. If I didn't dread my hair, you know, and start dreading my hair to show people to stop asking me what I am, you know I'm black. Now, what you really want to ask me is what I'm mixed with. So just say what you want to ask and say, what are you mixed with? Don't ask me what I am, because my answer is going to be I'm a woman. And my boyfriend, we have got pulled over 3 times by a cop to ask me what are we doing together in a really white racist neighborhood. And he wants to see my ID and see how, you know, because he's a lot older than me. And I'm like, you know, why am I being put under the microscope? You know, the police, well, I'm in Texas, and you get pulled over if you're in the wrong neighborhood. If you're white, you get pulled over if you're in the wrong neighborhood. If you're black, and you get pulled over in the wrong neighborhood if you're Mexican. And if we see the political caucus now with them going back and forth, they're showing right there that racism is alive and well in America. And no, it's not going anywhere until the year 2000 when we all become the same color, because I believe one day that's going to happen with all the interbreeding. But And people say, you said Tupac said he would never date a white girl, and then he ends up dating Barry Gordy's daughter.
Oh, you saw my
so
post. Don't you think
say.
That? You see how ironic that was? He made fun of Quincy Jones for dating a white woman and then dated Quincy Jones' offspring. And I told my producer the day before I went on the show that I wanted to talk about that, and I'll ask you if I'm right or wrong. White people who are in the Klan are typically racist, right?
They're raised like that, yes.
All right. Would a white person in the Klan talk shit about Martin Luther King but then marry Martin Luther King's mixed daughter?
Well, it depends, because a person don't know who they're going to be attracted to they meet the person. So
no,
never
what
say
I'm saying
never.
Is the Klansmen are not going to sit and marry a black woman. They're not going to do it because they hate black people.
Well, they'll do it under the cover. They'll
That's what I
meant.
You can't marry somebody
the
under cover. I'm saying married, walk around with
them. But they're not going to walk around with a black woman on
that's
their arm.
That's what I'm saying, but that's what Tupac did.
Their white brothers
did.
Are going to be watching them.
But I'm saying that's what we as black people do. We make fun of, we get mad if a black man like Kobe Bryant is with a person outside of his race. But when they make a baby, we think they be the best motherfucking thing ever, and we don't mind marrying them. Well, racist white people don't do that. Racist white people, if they don't like black people, they don't like people who mix with black people.
And that's true. When I got pregnant and I am bilingual, my baby's grandmother, Abuela, told me to abort the baby because they didn't want black running in their veins.
Exactly.
In their bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
They did not.
And I will say this. And I want
to
say this before I continue on. I'm watching the guy's pictures, the Taylor Michael guy. I'm watching his pictures, and he looked He looked like almost 100% white. He looked like a white dude. I mean, and not like a white dude that's cool with black people. You know how the white dude look like he hang out with black folks?
Okay.
He looked like a regular white dude, so he right. He looked like a regular white cat.
Well, that doesn't mean I have a lot of people in my family that look very white, but they're black.
Oh, no, you're right. You're exactly right. That's why if you look at Quincy Jones' daughter, doesn't she always play white characters on TV?
Yeah, that's true. But there's a lot of black people who are black, but because that white gene came so strong, I have 7 brothers and sisters. We're all different colors. We're all different hair types. I got a dark brother with straight white hair, and I'm light-skinned and got the afro-looking hair, you know? So,
right.
You know, when you start mixing races together, and
yeah, anything can happen.
Knows what
it's a chemical experiment, to be perfectly honest. It is.
Yes, you can have the same father and same mother, and all those children will come out different. Some dark,
yep.
some light-skinned, and no one doesn't really know 100% what they are because they don't know what their great-great-great-grandparents dipped in.
And you're exactly right.
You know?
And my thing is, especially once you start, I mean, you can go by the way somebody looks, and I understand where he was trying to go, and that's why I told him, I said, in a utopia, you would be correct. But we don't live in a utopia. There's a reason why communist societies don't work.
We live in a real world, and there's races alive and well today. I was in Dallas, and I sat next to a white lady, and she moved her purse on the other side of me as if I was going to take her purse. And I wasn't even thinking of her purse until she moved it, and I was like, you know what? If I really wanted to take this purse and run, could you really catch me? You know. But that
and the funny thing
mind,
is, Tracy,
just,
I want to say this to you, too. The funny thing is I'm not afraid of black people at all because I'm used to being around black people. But do you know who I've been robbed by more than – I've never been robbed by a white person. I've been robbed 4 times by a black person.
And I have been done wrong, robbed, raped, and everything by a black person and called outside of my race, but white people do not. Never been harassed by a white person, only my own kind.
Yes, I've never been called tar baby.
That's
why when they said that the man called the president tar baby, I was like, hell, the president don't even know what that means. He didn't grow up ever hearing that word.
No, because
you think the President Obama ever heard somebody call him a tar baby?
He was raised by a white family. It depends on what race you was raised by, whatever you're mixed with.
No, but I'm saying he's not even. Black people don't even call brown skinned people tall babies, even if they light skinned. A light skinned, almost white black person still wouldn't call a brown skinned person a tall baby. They only talk about dark skinned people and call them tall babies because you're quote unquote the color of tall.
And a lot of dark people are mixed with different races, and it just happened that Gene came out where they came out dark skinned.
Oh, yeah,
and
there's a lot of people like Indians. There's a lot of
black,
Indians who are dark-skinned.
Mixed with white, but the black just doesn't come out. It might, I mean, the white doesn't come out. It might come out in their hair or some other features, their nose, but their skin can be very, very black, but they still can be mixed with white. So,
and
no,
that's why it was funny.
Is alive and well.
Yeah,
and
that's why it was funny, Tracy. I brought out as well. I said black people quick to say they mix with something, even when they my color, which it could be true. But what's the point in saying it? But you don't hear white people saying it, and they are mixed with something. But they ain't going around running around saying, you know, I got some black in me.
Every white person's mixed. My boyfriend's Italian and Portuguese. You know, he's not a full Italian. He's not full Portuguese.
But I'm saying they say they mix with other white
Italian.
People. But I'm saying they say they mix with other white people. Black people don't say like me, like okay. I tell people all the time, Panamanians are dark skinned. We go around letting people know we just black people who got delivered a Rosetta Stone. That's all.
Well, when I meet Panamanians, they want to be known very well that they are Panamanian.
Yes, we
they,
like being,
you know,
Panamanian.
They understand they are black and that they're, you know, they come from the African blood. But they will correct you in a minute, because if you speak Spanish to them and not speak Castilian Spanish and speak Mexican Spanish, they will correct you in a minute and tell
exactly.
You.
I'm not Mexican.
Panamanian.
I tell people all the time, I ain't no Mexican.
And the Dominican Republicans, too, they're very proud of their black and their Spanish race, that they're a mixed culture. But they just happen to have that dark gene that comes out.
But it's like we're proud of being, we're proud of being that. But I don't see black Americans are. Black Americans will say, and they act like the only damn Indian tribe they know of is Cherokee, because every black person will say, I'm mixed with Cherokee.
No, my father's a Blackfoot Indian. His father's Blackfoot Indian. His mother's black.
Oh no, you know
so
what I'm saying.
What
I'm saying there are
the
people who will just say this term. There are people who will just speak it because we're not proud of being black. We're so not proud of being black. And you know,
I'm
very proud
of being black, and that's why I hate when people, as a little girl, when people ask me what I was, I didn't understand what they were asking me.
I'm about to say something to you, though. Have you noticed that light-skinned people are prouder being black than actually dark-skinned people? Because light-skinned people who are obviously mixed will tell you they black. They'll tell you they black before they tell you they mixed
with something. I'm very proud of my black race. It makes me who I am. It makes me unique. Because I have white blood running through my veins, I am still considered black. My son.
So why do you think it's
Mexican.
Easier for you to be? Why do you think it's easier or more prevalent? Because even if you look at Soledad O'Brien and people like that, they quick to tell you I'm black. Ask a mixed person what they are. Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter says he black, but you ask somebody my color, and we talking about I'm mixed with Cherokee and shit like that. Why do we do that?
Oh yeah, they always. Yeah, you know what? I've never thought about that, but you are too. Because when I do see dark skinned black people. They want to tell you that their great great grandmother was German, or their great great grandfather was Cherokee. You are so exactly right, and I don't know why you can't be proud of your race. You are what you are. You know. Now, because
Derek Jeter, his mama. I mean, look at Barack Obama. Barack Obama, his mama raised him. His mama's white, and he still tell you he black.
Well, when you are a mixed race, if you're always gonna. Have to put down that you're black. My son, even though he's Mexican, German, and black, he puts down other. He will not tell, he will not put down that he is a mixed child. He puts down that he is other because he feels like it's irrelevant of what he is. He just wants
now,
to
that's
talk.
What I, now that
Why
is what Michael
matter?
Was saying. Michael, that I'll give Michael that. He was saying that's irrelevant. Hey, look, do me a favor. Tracy, I got to go to a commercial and then come back and answer some more of you guys' phone calls. We're going to talk about – I really want to get your opinion on the subject of tonight where we're talking about kids by different fathers, different mothers, all of that stuff, because I don't know your situation, but I would love for you to stick around and be able to give your opinion on that. And if you think it is a problem, not only in the black community, but in all communities, period. So can you do that for me?
Oh, yeah, I come from a family of different fathers. Yeah,
I do too, girl.
I'm going to hang my phone, plug my phone.
Yeah, hang it up and then call back. Do that. You can hang it up and call back.
No, I'm just going to put you on hold. I'm just going to hang it. I'm just going to put it on the charger. And put
all right, good deal. All right, we're going to go to a break, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to also, y'all know we got two more 50-inch TVs to give away the rest of the night. I want to talk back to my man, Michael, because I want to get his take on this issue, because he said he wanted to talk about this, as well as I'm going to talk to the rest of you guys on the line. The number is 347-989-8310. We're going to go to a commercial. Then we're going to come back, because this is Your World.
Stay tuned for more Your World, My Views. the realest show on internet radio, with your host, Tommy Sotomayor. Keep it locked. Hello, loyal following. Tommy Sotomayor here, and I want to talk to you about my friends at AffordableHomeTech.com. Now, y'all know what time of the year it is. College football bowl games, the NBA is back, the Super Bowl coming up, and baseball is right around the corner. So you know that the flat-screen HD TVs will be fired up and ready to go. No matter what you spend on these TVs, you better make sure that you can trust the people that install them. That's why I put all of my home entertainment needs in the hands of the fine people at AffordableHomeTech.com. They mount TVs on the wall, install surround sound systems, calibrate the speakers for the best sound possible according to your room's acoustic dimensions, and they have a one-year workmanship guarantee along with being insured and bonded for up to $2 million. They're affordable on any budget, and their prices are lower than any major retailer out there, all while giving you top-notch quality work no matter if your home is a trailer, apartment, or a mansion. These guys at Affordable Home Tech can do it all. So go to AffordableHomeTech.com. That's www.affordablehometech. Three words, people. AffordableHomeTech.com to find out more. And you know that just for being a part of the loyal following, you're going to get a great deal. For the YourWorldMyViews.com listeners, just go to the website and put in the code YWMV to get 10% off of your flat panel TV installation. For premium wall mounting installations, you'll also get 10% off, and you'll get a free wall mount bracket for your TV installation. Remember, you put a lot of money into your man cave, movie, or family room. So why trust the installation of your high-end electronics to anyone but the best? AffordableHomeTech.com.
I hear the market's down a million points. I freak out. I spill my large espresso. The searing pain makes me slam on the brakes. Uh-oh, your fault. And your 15-minute insurance may not cover my $90,000 car, so I sue you because that's what I do. So get Allstate. Save money and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
And now, back to the man who loves all of his fans, except the ones playing hard to get. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor. Remember, people, if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, you can go and look at it. Go to YourWorldMyViews.com and click on all of the View Live links. You can see the show live. Might hurt your eyes, but you'll get to see me in the studio performing backflips or just talking to the people who call in. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, you know what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to be talking about the idea of children. Well, you know what? I'm going to bring my man Michael. I'm going to get to you guys. Michael says he has to go. I'm going to bring him back in for just a second. And see if I can get him on for just a second. Michael, what's going on?
How are you? To everyone who misunderstood, I said "hooya." It's a Navy term. It's a term of endearment. It means I applaud that, or I think that's good.
Good deal.
It's actually the most respectful thing that I said to you. I have this to say: if you believe if you believe a world without races is wonderful, which is a utopia, which is what you said it is, you must admit that if you could live in it, you would, and so would I. And on that, we agree.
Oh, I agree. I'm 1,000% in agreement with you.
The difference between you and I is that you think it is unachievable, and I think it is. And
why
I think
haven't
that the
we as mankind ever achieved it then? If you believe it is
achievable.
It didn't
always exist. It didn't always exist. When Christopher Columbus himself went on North America, he described the Native Americans as being muscular. He said they would make great slaves because they were so strong and well-built. But he said nothing of their color. It hasn't always existed. Even in nature itself, we're just animals. Even in other animals where snakes are poisonous and frogs are poisonous based on their colors, there are other snakes and other creatures with similar colors who are completely harmless, completely. Even in nature, the color of the skin means nothing. It does mean something. I do agree that to some extent there is an impact made by it. There is some.
I mean, don't you think there's a reason
intimate...
why most of the NBA is black? Seriously. You think it means
really,
literally nothing?
I truly believe that the basis of the NBA being all the majority of a color is based on the fact that the men whom are most prominent with Africa, with their heritage, the ones who were forced to, and because with Americans and with the English, most of that was a time in which we didn't chase after our own prey, we didn't run after our own prey, which some tribes still do to this day in Africa. And so I think it's where the
physical differences come in. I think we are genetically a superior people, and even Christopher Columbus noticed that.
And well, he said that about the Native Americans.
I believe that the darker people in almost everything, the darker the person is, the more athletic they become. You even look at the Kenyans win the long distance races all the time, and you'd assume white people would win that.
But here is my point. Here's my point. Statistically, you can be correct. However, there will always be exceptions. There will always be the Buddhist monk who to this day is stronger than mentally than anyone else. Because he burned himself alive, and he didn't move, and he didn't flinch for 10 minutes. He burned until he died as an act of protest. He sat completely still for 10 minutes, burning alive until he died.
I believe that, but I talked about that in the show too.
Right, there's another man in Sweden who's able to tolerate temperatures 20 degrees below in nothing but compression shorts, barefoot. He ran a half marathon.
The polar bear club. The things that they do is amazing. That doctors will say
correct.
Typically
there's
you get in there, you get hypothermia, but they don't.
Right. There's always going to be someone who can outdo everything.
Yeah,
and
but
everyone,
they ain't black people though. That's what white people are good at.
No. My point being that it doesn't matter what color their skin is. It doesn't.
Yes, there's always one-offs, and there's always exceptions to a rule.
And that's
but
what I'm saying. The exception itself is the premise on why the rule should never be existing to begin with.
Well, if you say that because there are exceptions, you shouldn't have rules, that would be literally like saying because not everybody in the neighborhood is trying to steal from you, you shouldn't have a lock on your door.
No, it's always fine to be prepared from theft in general, but not because the people in your neighborhood
are. But that's
are
what my show is, though. You see what
color.
You just said, preparation? That's all my show is. To not only prepare
right,
and acknowledge, but to get people.
On race.
It's not only to prepare and acknowledge, but it's to get people to see that we are going down a wrong road as a whole. When I point out that 80% of black kids are born out of wedlock, I'm trying to get people who identify themselves with blackness to do better sexually and be more responsible. How is that a bad thing?
Because this is why. Now I'll answer you, and you might not expect this. But this is why. Because you should be saying that to everyone. Because it applies to everyone. Because there are people in every race who are experiencing the same problems, maybe not the highest percent, but at even 1% in a race is too much. Do you not agree?
Yes.
Then it should be broadcast to everyone. Any sense of intelligence, any sense of moral sense, any sense of goodness ought to be broadcast to everyone. It ought to be aimed at everyone in the intent that anyone affected will hear it and will hopefully learn from it.
Now I'll say this to you, my daughter, the little Sotomayor. Let me say this. I could my neighborhood, but I feel like I've been charged with this one first. And if I taught every kid in the neighborhood and they looked at me and saw that my daughter was running wild, then I wouldn't have a leg to stand on because typically, as the Bible says, charity starts at home.
Right. And I'm not saying to cater to them all individually. I'm saying that you, in the position that you are on a radio broadcast, instead of saying that black women need to do this, or that black man need to do this. We just say that men and women need to do this. And it
but
would,
sometimes
it would
when
take
you say something
you.
To some people, they say, well, we
you.
Know that.
No
We've been
effort.
Doing it. What I'm saying is
what?
Sometimes when you say things, people say, well, we know that. We've been doing it. When I say to white people, you need to be married before you have your kids, it don't sound strange to them. It sounds strange to us. So you can't say that I could say it, but then white people would turn because they say, well, we already know that.
Okay, and you say, fine. Well, I'm not saying that's true in any event, but I mean, I'm saying that if someone says, I already know that, fine. Then hang up the phone. You know, tune into something else, then. You don't need
but
to
you know you
have
to
say.
Target an audience. I mean, that's just like women. Women want to see more about makeup than men. You can't just do a makeup for everyone. Makeup
you know,
for
not,
everyone.
Not necessarily, and I mean this to say because if I were to, let's say I were to be preaching its religion, those who also sought to end religion would want to hear what I have to say for the betterment of their own understanding on how to help end it, as would the people who are religious who wouldn't necessarily
man,
want to hear
Man, you know
it.
That ain't true. Them religious people don't want to hear me. You know how much hate mail I got just for my – is it just me?
But it's the principle of it. It's the principle of that everyone – if it's something worth hearing, if it's truly something, you know, wise, if it's something that is important, then everyone should be hearing it. It should be aimed at everyone, and those who can benefit from it will, and those who can't won't. And it won't
in a
matter
utopian
whether you
society, you would be correct, but there are some people who can benefit most from it and still turn a blind eye.
You know
it's the same
you
reason
know the way
why some kids
utopian the society. It's too. It's
but
to
I'm saying
like
it's
it
the
it
same
is.
Reason why some people are born. Even if we weren't all born with the same color, do you know what we would be born with? Because when I was younger, you know, we used to make fun of people who were in wheelchairs, who had limps, who had lazy eyes, who had whatever. So even if we
right.
all were the same color, those people would still get picked on unless we were all perfect beings. Correct.
Correct, and then you would attack that. That'd be your next thing to go against. You know, why are we discriminating those?
You said it.
Don't have legs?
So we gotta attack one thing at a time. So I can't attack having the world not be racist when I know the world is racist. So what I gotta attack is trying to get my race, the one I identify most with, to do better.
You can attack it all at once.
But you just told me we couldn't.
No, I'm
you
saying
said,
I'm
if
saying that you
we solve one,
saying,
you said then
you
we'd attack the other one. You
in,
said
in
if we solve one,
yes,
we then attack
next.
The other one, is what you said. You just said it. You just
right,
said
right, but it doesn't have to be that way. Even I'll admit, it doesn't have to. You can always attack everything at once. That's the point.
You as a doctor know that that's not true. You as a doctor know that you'd lose every patient if you did that. You know
no,
this as a
basis,
doctor that you lose. Hey, you're talking
that's
to a fellow. You're talking to a psychologist. You know that you can't do it. You will lose every patient trying to attack everything. You know this. Please admit that part.
That's the basis of triage in the Navy, is you have a group of people who have just been injured. You assess the ones that need it the most. And
there you go.
Right.
There you go. That's all I wanted.
Okay.
That's all I wanted. Seriously, that's how you have to handle it. You assess the ones that need it the most. Then you switch up your argument. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Well, then I ask you this. If you think that racism is less prevalent and less destructive than women who are in relationships but are choosing not to get married. When marriage, think about it, marriage is just a pen and a paper at its very basic.
No. I think that having kids, and this is what my show's tonight, it's about having kids and choosing your mate. And we as a black culture are doing a horrible job at doing it.
You wanted my opinion on that. To that I say this. I say that there are too many people who confuse intimacy. They don't understand what they want. They want pleasure instead of joy. They want sex. They want instant gratification instead of making love. And to this,
we
I
live
say
in a
this.
Microwave society. I say
that.
It all the time. You're right.
Right. This is the resolution to that. You need to be able to understand that your emotional intimacy ought to parallel your physical intimacy. I mean to say that you get to know someone, you like them, you hold hands, you kiss, all the while get to know them more intimately. Mentally as well as physically, and it progresses and progresses, and finally, when you're both truly, madly, extraordinarily, passionately in love with each other, that's when you have sex, because you can never be as close to someone as when you're inside them, and only then is someone truly ready to have a child, because if you're having sex with someone you aren't willing to date, you're risking having a child with someone you aren't willing to date, and that is completely
Exactly, and that's why I wanted to go with people, because a lot of us are doing that. We're not even trying to decrease the risk of anything. It's just like being in a car. We know if we drive a car, there's a risk of us getting in a car accident. We know the numbers. But if you get in that car and you decide not to wear a seatbelt and to take out the airbag and drive and text, you're increasing your chances of bad stuff happening. And what I'm trying to do is talk to the group mostly affected, like you said you do in triage. Talk to the group mostly affected by bad decisions. Can't you at least applaud that? That I'm trying to
yes.
address the people mostly affected by the bad decision. Because what you just
okay.
said was a great thing. Everything you just said right there was literally perfect. And I hope every woman pays attention to what you said. Because to be honest, and I'll ask you this before I let you go, don't you think it affects them more than it affects us as men? Like they get emotionally charged more than we do to go over that threshold to have sex, because they believe, okay,
I'm
emotionally attached, I'll give it to him.
The reason you're asking the wrong person is because at 20 years old, and you've been through my pictures, I'm not an unattractive man at all. But at 20 years old, even in the United States Navy, I have never had sex. And I'm not religious, I'm Buddhist. I simply think that one ought to be in love before one does it. I live by the words which I have just preached to everyone over the radio. I've been in love once, and it didn't work out. She wanted to. I said no because she didn't feel the same way about me. She didn't talk to me for 2 months, and I haven't been in love since.
No, that's another thing I was going to ask you. It reminds me of Tim Tebow. And I don't even think it has anything to do with religion, because it's funny. I always tell people this, and most people don't know this. It's my little nugget. I'm going to tell you. You know who Tim Tebow is, right?
Yes.
Let me give you a little nugget.
Unique athlete indeed, I'm sure.
Yes. Do you know that Tim Tebow does not go to church?
No.
See, I always tell people that. That's a little nugget that most people don't know.
I think
good
on him. He can be fervently religious without having to go to one.
Exactly, and that's why I'm glad that you said that. You talked about how you felt, and then you turned around and said, and it goes all the way back to what we started off. You gave your proof of why you feel that way, because you said, I'm living it. And that's the only question I was asking about the people who were talking about Vanessa Bryant. If you're living it, then great. Your advice makes sense. It would be kind of horrible for me to sit here and tell people, do this, do that, do the other, and they're like, but you don't even do that.
All right, do as I say, not as I do. Right.
There you go. So that's all I'm doing. I'm glad. Hey, I hope you keep. I got you on my friends list now. I want to keep talking to you. You're a smart young brother. I listen to anybody that we can have a conversation with, and I hope you join us again on Tuesday. We'd love for you to continue to and be a fan of the show, sir.
Okay. Who? Yeah.
No, good deal. I'm not in the military, but my dad was, so I'll give him a hoo-yah back, because I love all military people. I love all people, but I love all military people because they're the ones that fight so we can get on this air and talk like this. I'm going to go to some more people. This is a good conversation. Let me go to Ashley from the 910. What's up, Ash?
Hey, honey. I've been promising you on my call, so I happened to go on my friend's list. I was like, let me go ahead and get Tommy a call. I've been giving him these unbroken promises.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And you said unbroken. That means you've been delivering. Come on now. I'll be trying to – I'll be having to correct black people.
You better play Tommy.
Hey, okay. We had a real conversation just a second ago. It was one of those conversations which, you know, I'm glad we had it. It's a disagreement. And I will say this. I have a better disagreement with men than with women, because every time I disagree with women, it don't never go well. We stop being friends. They hate me and whatnot. But as you see, men, they can continue to be – they can argue but not be mad at each other and hate each other. I want to ask you about what he was saying. Do you think there'll ever be a day where racism will not exist?
I don't think so. Nope.
Let me ask you this. When people call your house, can you tell generally if they black or white?
When people come to my house, can I tell
they're
black
or white? No, when they call
your
house, when you hear them on the phone.
No, I can't. Well,
you can't tell the difference between black and white people on the phone?
But hold up. This is why I say that, because you do have some black people that talk like white people, and we phrase that as the intelligent person that's very articulate. And I've had some that I thought were white, and they actually was a black person.
But that proves my point. When you can say they talk like something, that means you have an idea of what that is.
Exactly.
So you have an idea of how white people talk and how black people talk, and sometimes you get confused. But you still have
mm-hmm.
an idea, right?
Exactly.
Right, okay. Now, where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from Miami, but right now we're residing in Louisiana.
Ah, Louisiana. Okay, good deal. We are talking about a few things, and I was talking about, and I want to ask you, there's some stuff going on in the news, and there are three things that bother me, and I'm writing an article about it. It's about how black men need to get their stuff together, to be perfectly honest. And I want to ask you, because these three things bother me. There's an NFL player named Sam Hurd, played for the Chicago Bears, who was arrested for trying to become a drug kingpin when he was making $4 million a year for the Bears.
Stupid. I heard about that. I saw that on ESPN.
Sad, right?
Sad that people give that much money and don't know what to do with it. And
second
it's probably
person.
By the people he was around, but go ahead, go to second.
No, second person. Rapper here in Atlanta named Slim Duncan was on his way up. Him and Waka Flocka. He was shot yesterday while shooting a video with Gucci Mane. Shot and killed in the chest. One shot. Dead.
Mm-hmm. I heard about that one too.
Here's what my article is about. I said black men need to grow up, and I think they need to start banning rap music to young black kids. Because young white kids are able to listen to this music, and then they go on to school. Black people have this ability to make everything that they hear have to be true. Have you noticed how these rappers all talk about how real they are and tell the other ones, you're just a studio gangster. I really sell this dope. I really do this stuff. That's why you have never seen, and you can't name one case, of two rival white artists, rival white groups, and they shoot it out and kill each other.
I agree.
Why do you think this? I think it's because of the music. I think black people take this shit too literally. I think whenever a black person watches Scarface, he walk around and try to act like Scarface. I remember when I was growing up and we went and seen Boys in the Hood. Next thing I know, brothers was walking around with pacifiers in their mouth and gallons of milk in their hand, talking about they from Compton and they live in Gwinnett County.
Now, not to take it off the men, Tommy, but I think it surpasses the fact that they just sitting there listening to the music. I also want to say that it also starts within the home, because you got a lot of mothers when they have their parties, and this is something that I cannot stand, when it's okay to have your parties, but it's me, when my parents had their parties, children was in the back. You ain't come out that room unless you had to use the bathroom or whatever. Other than that, you wouldn't come out the room. Now I see too many people, and especially the black community, where the parents are partying with the kids. You got one day they coming out, and she ain't nothing but two or three, and they think it's cute that she in the middle of the floor dropping it like it's hot.
Baby, do you know
cute.
How many videos I've seen on YouTube of little MFers? I'm trying to be nice to you because I know your family. You got little MFers that's running around dropping it like it's hot, but they don't know their ABCs. They know every T.I. rap lyric.
What? You better preach. What? And can't even.
And then you don't put that on YouTube like it's cool. They be having it on YouTube like it's cool. And then you sit there like you said. I mean, when I was little, our parents partied. They drank. We sat in the back.
Exactly. You didn't come out in that middle. You got your behind toe up. Now they party with the kids and be in the car. I'm not saying that you have to be religious and put on Christian music, but put in a kid's song. Hell, get those TVs that you put in the back behind the seat and put them on a movie. Instead of sitting up there, mama in the front, F this, F that, H yeah, all this and that. What you expect the child to do? You see mama jamming, so shoot, F this, F that, and all that shit. So,
you know what, baby? You know when I got disgusted? When I met a child and the child knew a rap song but didn't know the ABC song, I said, are you serious?
Who thinks that's okay? And then after the teacher sent that bad report, they ready to run to the schoolhouse and cuss out the teacher. You know how I feel, bro? They ready to go cuss out the teacher and cuss everybody at the school. They not teaching their kid right. Ain't nobody, the system messed up and all this and that, but look what you doing in the home. You teaching little Ray Ray how to cuss, how to shoot, how to be hood, but you can't do nothing within the house to teach them ABCs, how to sign out their letters, and then you want to go to school and say white people ain't nothing.
That's what I had to tell
white
a girl. I had to tell a girl who called the show a little while ago. She said, you know, these schools don't be teaching our kid. And I found out my child didn't have this. And I was like, hold on a minute. Every day your child come home, you should know what your child knows. Why in the hell did it take you 3 years to realize your child can't read? You put it all in the hands of the school? You don't teach them nothing
at
home?
No.
But black people have literally got to the point where we don't worry about teaching them at home. We put it in the hands of white people, the same white people we claim we don't like and that they don't like us.
Okay.
That makes no sense.
Same racist people that ain't trying to see blacks ahead. I'm going to say it because it's the truth. They ain't trying to see blacks ahead. And as black folks, you're going to sit right there and trust those people to let your child get ahead. I'd be damned. My child sits here. I just went Christmas shopping. He got leapfrogs. He got an explorer leapfrog. You got stuff that you going to learn. We ain't doing no PlayStations. We ain't doing none of that. You need to learn. Because in the school system, if you can, and this is not every black kid. When the black kid don't know how to read, the black kid don't know their numbers, they don't know their colors, they can't write their name, what's the first thing the white people going to do? Throw them in the slow class because they don't want to deal with them.
And let me tell you what they're doing to them now. This is what's making it worse. Here's what they're doing to them now. They're just passing them on to the next grade. So you don't even know your child don't know nothing if you don't pay attention. I go to my daughter's PTA meeting. Literally, I be the only brother there. First off, I be the only man there. And then the second thing is this, and this is what really bothers me. I be like one of three black people.
That's how it is, Tommy. That's exactly how it is. And as the brothers do need to step it up, I do believe that. But as a mother, especially as a strong black mama, damn if a man going to do it or not. You need to do it for yourself because
thank
that
you.
Falls in the life of the child. So when the child get older, it ain't up to you to let the daddy know he ain't doing nothing. The child going to see that daddy ain't doing nothing. And then when your child grow up and be that baseball player, be that basketball player, guess who you going to take care of? Mama.
And see, here's another thing.
About the daddy. You do the
well,
daddy
see, here's,
you
I
want to
say this to
them.
You. I want to say this to you, and black women get mad at me when I say this. I say for the last 30 years, most black kids have been born in single-parent households. So you know what that means? If these girls are saying, ain't no good black men out there, most of them gay or in jail, do you know whose fault it is?
Theirs? Ours?
Yes, the women who've been raising them. Because women, if you know you had a baby by a man that ain't shit, why would you raise your son to be ain't shit so he could do the same thing to somebody else's daughter?
I agree. Now,
it makes up,
I do
when
agree,
he do grow up
but
to be,
then on the flip side, you do get those men that put up a good front, and then when the kid comes, they start acting shitty. You do
my
not
thing
that
is this.
That,
hey, let me. I'll say this to you. I'm going to say this. I put it on my page today. It was great little quick quote, too. I love it, and people start biting it. Next thing I know, I saw it all over the Internet. Y'all niggas need to stop biting my shit without giving me credit. I'm sick of that.
Hey, I'm not a biter, though. I'm light, and I keep it moving.
Here's what I said. It's one of my Thomasisms. It's in my book. I said, ladies, if a man really loves you, he'll make you a wife, not a statistic.
Amen. I'm a believer. I'm a witness.
So when these women say, he told me he loved me, if that nigga was your boyfriend and you know his name as Ray Ray, I don't feel sorry for you. You laid down with a man that didn't give you nothing but some dick. Excuse my French.
Okay. And as for the people that's listening, my son is actually not my husband. It's not his. I did sleep with the guy. We didn't, but we were engaged to get married. But to me, engagement don't count. You either get married or you
hell
don't.
No. You know how many girls I've been engaged with? Half the audience.
Engagement don't count. I was a single parent. I was at home by myself. But see, the difference with me is, yeah, he started not caring. He started not taking care of my child. But from that point on, I stepped up and did what I had to do.
Amen.
Child support, I'm one of those that I don't believe in it. To me, if the daddy get locked up, he can't do nothing for me. He already
that's
ain't right. He can't do no more locked up.
You know what's funny? Black women, like, I say this, and people get mad, I generalize. And the reason I was doing this show about the kids by different families, because a lot of black kids are born in a household where our mother got, like, we got brothers that ain't our brother, but they live in the house with us. I mean, they our brother.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the black community, here's how black people, we never call, if we both came out the same mama, we never call ourselves half brothers. But if we got different daddies, we call ourselves half brothers and sisters. Why is that?
Because of the rule that they made, mama's baby and daddy's maybe.
The rule is actually in the white community, if you got the same daddy, you whole brothers.
But you know why? Probably because with the white kid, if you notice, with a white man, even if he leaves Sally and Sue, he still take care of the kids.
Let me tell you why, though. Because he grew up seeing a mama and daddy in the house.
Exactly.
Because his mama wasn't a hoe. And I hate to say
this.
People get mad at me when I say that. Most black men's mama was hoes.
You're right.
Because
that's why we grew up treating women like that. How can you treat a woman better than you saw men treat your mama? Do you know how many times I've seen little niggas call mother, other men uncles and shit like that who just coming in the house to fuck their mama?
I believe it. I've seen it.
So you got to stop and say, as a black man, it's very difficult to take a woman seriously when you saw your own mother, the woman you love more than anything, get treated like a whore. Black women don't even understand how embarrassing it is for us as men to go to our teenage years hearing somebody call our mama their girlfriend. And then a new nigga come in 2 years later. And then 2 years after that, it's a new dude.
Because they think it's cute, Tommy. The black women aren't learning. I'm not going to say all of them, but a lot of them are not learning. They think it's cute. They have a different dude going. And if you look, my motto is, you tell me who your friends are, and I tell you where you're going. So if your friends are the girls with 5 or 6 kids, whole bunch of baby daddies, and you sitting up here and you wanted the statistics, you got to know where you're going. You finna have you a couple of more kids with no children. You are what you hang around.
Thank you. I tell people all the time, my mama tell them. My mama will let you know, she was a dick fan when she was young. She was a fan of dick.
One thing you can say though, Tommy, the old people keep it real. The girls days lie. No, your mama will tell you, yeah, baby, I used to be a hoe, but that don't mean you got to be a hoe. Now, these
babies
don't be a hoe, let the baby see that they a hoe, but then you don't even have the audacity to tell the kid that you was a hoe, but don't you be a hoe.
Thank you. Have you noticed? I want to say this to you, baby. Have you noticed, like, think about it. In the black community, every song is about how great a mama is, and the only daddy song is Papa Was a Rolling Stone. When we were little, think about it. When we were little, people got into fights all the time. You said something about their mama. You said something about somebody's daddy. He'd be like, what? Now, that shit. You know my daddy or something? Yeah, that nigga ain't shit. You know, I ain't never seen nobody get in the black community get into a fight over their daddy. You can say anything about a black person's daddy. I had black woman told me today on my page, you must hate your mama the way you be talking about black women. And all you do is talk about... I said, wait a minute, baby. How is it okay if I talk about black men, everybody give me a round of applause? When I say niggas ain't shit, that don't make sense. I'm a black man. Why would I ever say black man ain't shit? You should call me a self-hater for that. But black women get called queens for nothing. We call a black woman with 2 kids. And this is what I said. If a woman's really a queen, this one dude told me, you know, you talking about them black women like that, these black women queens. I went and looked on his page. This nigga got a baby. He described himself as a father, a friend, a brother, and a damn DJ. But he didn't call himself a husband. He didn't even say he had a black girlfriend. So how could this dude tell me that black women are queens when if he believed that black women are queens, why did he make a baby mama out of one of them?
And didn't marry her if she's so goddess.
If she was a queen, she would have had a ring before she had a baby. And I always tell people this, and you can tell me if you agree or disagree. I said there's a difference between game and wisdom. What most Negroes say to their girlfriend is game, not wisdom. So, ladies, if it sounds good, if he's telling you shit, nobody should be able to tell you something about yourself that you don't know about yourself. Black men will tell fat women that they ain't fat, and fat women will be like, I tell you I ain't fat, I'm fine. You know you fat when you step on a damn scale.
No, she thick,
yes.
Boo. You know they the new fat is thick.
You know what I'm saying? You know you fat. And when this girl told me, I got 3 kids by 3 different men, but I ain't no hoe. What the hell?
What you call it?
By logic. By logic, you's a hoe. How you just took 3 different dicks and produced babies with them? That ain't no accident.
I agree.
But we can't do it. My mama let you know I'm a reformed hoe. That's where I got the damn title for the last show from. My mama. My mom said I still got tendencies, and I gotta keep my eyes out for dick to make sure I don't mess up.
But you know, Tommy, it's because most of these black women these days think people owe them something.
There you
go. I'm gonna just say the black race community at point period. We think that they owe us, even if we are owed something. Do you think the white people gonna give it to us?
And
hey, we still wait for our 40 acres and a mule.
And they still waiting, okay? And they still waiting. Half of them will kiss some white people behind. The other half going to be more rebellious, just giving them more reason to fuel the fire to not give two shits about you. The other one's killing each other. The white man clapping can tell you're doing them a favor. And I just sit back and I shake my head. And yeah, most of my friends are white. They are. A lot of my friends are mixed. But the reason I don't deal with a lot of black girls, and it's not that I got nothing against my black girls. Don't get it
tell
wrong.
Tell it, girl.
Don't.
No, do not.
But
wait a minute. Before you finish saying what you're saying, stop apologizing. You're about to say everything I said, so just say it. Don't apologize. Speak your mind.
A lot of the black women don't have a future. They don't see no further ahead than where they've been and where they're standing. I want somebody that's going somewhere, and it is what it is. Most white people see ahead. I don't care because they're in the position to where they can do it or not do it. You get with people that's productive, not being sitting here reproducing. You saying yourself back. So me saying myself up with you, what are we going to do? I mean, what are we going to do? And then on top of that, black women ain't got enough to get with another black strong woman. Y'all not strong if y'all still doing the same dumb shit. That's not strong black women. I'm sorry.
Hey, and you know what's there? What else is not strong? And then I'm gonna go to another call. I wanna keep you on. I hope you stay around for the 10 o'clock when we get to the topic. But I'm gonna tell you what else is not strong. It's not strong just arguing with people just because a woman cussed this man out, told him to shut the fuck up on his page. I tried to tell her that was rude. She kept telling me that's how we talk.
No, that's how you talk, girl.
Thank you. This doesn't make any sense. And we have too many black women who, if you tell them they did something wrong, I told a woman that she said a sentence incorrectly. She told me I said what I wanted to say. And I said, well, what you said was saying the opposite of what you're trying to tell me. And you're going to stick with it? This is what we do. And I'm telling you, it's very hard. And I love it when these black women say, it's messed up that these niggas get some money and they get a white girl. They only get a white girl because she let them do whatever they want. And I try to explain to them, hold on, common sense, I would rather be with somebody let me do whatever I want than somebody who make my life hard as hell. That doesn't make any sense. Why
and
would you want to make a man's job hard?
And them black men ain't just getting with them white women because they can do anything they want, boo. It's because them white women want a black man, and two, they don't give a damn about the money.
They
want to
please
them. Okay? They actually respect. I know
if you give a man respect, he'll give you anything you ask for. I know
what?
It personally.
Why? I know personally, one of our friends that's in the military are black and white. And he'll let you know up front, yeah, he loves himself a black woman. He's treating her like a queen, the queen that everybody's talking about black women should be. It shouldn't just be black women. Every woman should be a queen, but you're treated by a queen with a husband. Boo, in order to be treated like a queen, you got to have a king. Amen?
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Now, Ashley, I want to put you on hold. I'm going to get to another phone call. And again, I just looked down. It's got like a bunch of chat rooms and a bunch of places. I looked down and somebody else from some other radio show, I don't know who he is. He's questioning my blackness because I'm having this show. Grow the fuck up, people. Grow the fuck up. If you questioning my blackness because of what I'm saying, question the truth in what I'm saying. Don't question my blackness. Grow up. If it's an anti-black show, no, this a pro do right show. Let me pull in somebody from the 254. I think it says Riosa.
Yes, hi honey.
Hey dear, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. We got a lot on the plate today. We talking about a whole lot of stuff. We talking about Kobe Bryant. We talking about the young brother that got killed.
Baby, you got it going on. You always have it going on.
Hey, I want to bring up something else to you. There was a brother who was beaten to death at Florida A&M, and he was in the band, and they were hazing this 26-year-old college student, which, again, that's going to throw me off right now. I don't want to put nobody down. But if you're 26 years old, still in college, trying to be in the band and getting beat, that's a problem in itself in the black community. I don't think a 26-year-old need to be trying to be in some group. He need to be trying to get his education because he's already behind. But we'll just skip that. He got beat to death by hazing by black students because they beat him so bad that he didn't bleed outward. He bled underneath his skin to death. Ryosa, what's going on?
Oh, honey, you got it going on for starters. I just love you. I love your show. Love what you're all about. I think we chatted back and forth, and I told you how I feel about you.
Well, thank you, dear.
But on this racism, it exists, Tommy. It is, and I don't think it's going to go away no time soon.
Why do you think people, like, I mean, again, I respect the man that called in and he wanted things to go, he wanted it, you know, people not to bring up race. But it's very difficult not to bring up race when you identify with things around you. I mean, I identify with Panamanians, then I identify with Georgians, then I identify with people from the South, then I identify with people from the United States. Then I mean, we identify with certain things around us.
Exactly.
He wants
My
us to
thing,
one day
Tommy,
get to a point where we won't identify with race. Will that ever happen?
No, it's not going to. It's not. You know, I've talked to you in the past, and I chat with you in the chat, you know, and I chat. My son, you know, is in military,
mm-hmm.
and he's married to a German girl. And that marriage produced two beautiful grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
I, from my own color, I had pictures of my grandchildren, and the reply was, oh, I haven't met these two, but I met the dark one. This is coming from a black woman. It's my grandchildren. Okay, I got two zebras, you know what I'm saying? And then I got 100%. But for her to tell me, I haven't met those two, but I met the dark one. Tommy, something yanked me in my back. Do you hear me? And she has two children because her child is married to a white person. Okay, and I said to her, they're just light-skinned black children. Why? Because their daddy is black. You know, you black, so if you make a statement like this, how are your two little light-skinned children, you know, what are they referring to you as? My black grandma and my white grandma? Because my two, totally different, baby. They see me as their grandmother. They don't see me as a black woman. They see me as a granny.
And that's what I wanted to say to you. Like, I went somewhere and I had a mixed child with me and a dark-skinned child. And let me tell you how black folks fawned all over that mixed child, told that mixed child that he was pretty. Me and my cousin, we used to hang out when we were little. We used to call my cousin Light Bright. Linwood looked like a little white boy. Linwood used to get all the girlfriends when we were young. I didn't get none. My own mama used to love, wouldn't keep no other kids, but she keep Linwood because she liked Linwood because Linwood was light-skinned. My own mama told me in front of a girl I was on a date with, the girl told her how handsome her son was. My own mother said, now he looks handsome for a dark-skinned guy.
Oh. When I
was in college, I had a group of black girls ask me, hey, you hang with them light-skinned pretty boys, don't you? And I said, well, what do you mean you hang with them pretty boys? Ain't I pretty? She said, no, dark-skinned people aren't pretty boys.
She a lie. Because in racism, Tommy, and you know I'm from old school, baby, racism is taught. You know what I'm saying? It's taught. Just like kids, a kid don't know a difference between a lie and a truth. You teach them the lie, starting with, tell them I'm not at home. Kids don't know a difference between a lie and a truth. My daughter, when she was in school, Tommy, her coach was pregnant with her baby, her first baby, white coach. Well, the baby grew up with a basketball team, and most of them were black girls. So my daughter would sometimes babysit this little girl. And one day, just sitting there, my daughter asked the little girl, and she may have been about five then, she said, what's the difference in my hand and your hand? This little white girl told my daughter, she sniggled, and she said, your hand is bigger than mine. She never mentioned your hand is black and mine is white. So they're taught this.
You're right. They, we teach, My cousins, and most light-skinned people, like I said, most light-skinned people, it ain't their fault that they think they better than dark-skinned people. If you've been saying it to them their whole life, why wouldn't they think that? If a light-skinned girl walk in the club and the first words you say, she thinks she all that, but she ain't never said nothing to you? What did she do to make you say that she thinks she all that? All she did was walk in the room.
And see, a lot of us black people, as black people, they'll go for this good hair and light skin.
There you go.
Baby, I got news for them. Light skin and good hair don't make you pretty.
And here's what's funny. I don't know if you're around my age, but let me throw this out there. I don't know if you remember Grace Jones. You remember Grace Jones?
Yes.
Do you remember she was a actual model, a supermodel?
Exactly.
Do you know she was only a supermodel in white magazines because white men found her attractive? Do you know that black people made fun of her, said that she's a man, said that she ugly, said that her hair nappy?
Yep.
So wait a minute. White people find these dark-skinned people very pretty? Black people find these dark-skinned people ugly?
Yeah.
Think about all the black supermodels. Most of them have been dark-skinned.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and I know I'm not your age, baby. I'm 58 years old, but I consider myself a very attractive black woman,
mm-hmm.
and I carry myself that way. So you're going to be treated, you know what I'm saying? It's not so much of you being black. It's how you, you know, carry yourself. Grace Jones is a beautiful black woman, beautiful skin to me. And these that are, you know, getting these leading roles, like I said, even before that song came out, you know, Halle Berry didn't get no recognition. She didn't get no big Oscar until she slept with a white man. Why?
and again,
Denzel had to be typed as a dope dealer before he got one. All the movies he played in.
Yeah, they will steer. And this is another thing that I'll look at in as far. And I said this, and that's why Dude did that movie he did, Bill Duke, because I pointed out that dark-skinned women have a harder time in society than dark-skinned men do. See, dark-skinned
really?
Men, we are handsome. I'm looking at TV right now. Deion Sanders is on TV. Michael Irvin is on TV. Marshall Faulk is on TV. You got three dark-skinned guys right now on the NFL Network. I can see a dark-skinned man anytime I turn on an NFL game. I can see a dark-skinned man any movie I turn on. How many places can you go and see a dark-skinned woman?
Right.
We've made it, dark-skinned men. We have. We forced our way through. But dark-skinned women still get overlooked.
Right.
Look at them in
and
videos. They don't even put black women in videos no more. They put half black and Chinese, half black and
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what they're using. But And I have to say to you, you're a very attractive, handsome black man. And I've told you all the time, I am so in favor of what you're doing. You know, nothing you say is, and if it gets on my toes, it's the truth. And that's when they speak out. When they know you're telling the truth, that's what pisses them off.
Thank you. When people never get mad at me when I'm saying some BS. Notice it. See, here's what they want black people to do. They want us to talk about entertainment all day and housewives and shit that don't better our community.
Right.
Whenever I talk about things that are prevalent in our community that need to be changed, I always get met with opposition. People will tell me, well, you need to come up with solutions. And I tell them, hold on, player. I can't give a solution if people won't admit that the problem exists.
Yes, exactly.
My whole fight is to even get people to say there's a damn problem. This girl told me a real man will date a woman with kids by another man. A black woman actually said this. A real man will date a woman with kids. How does that make you a real man?
Tom, and I'm going to share this with you, Tommy, and I don't want to get in on nobody else's time. But on the, I have two children, two grown children. My son is 40, my daughter is 30,
mm-hmm.
10 years apart. That's how careful I was selecting, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
My dad, my son's father, he didn't get no recognition until my son will be a command sergeant major, 40 years old. That's as far as he can go as an enlisted man. I'm very proud. And I toot my own horn. I never worried them about no child support or nothing like that, because I knew what I had to do as a black woman to make my children be respectable children in society. So these black women that's hollering about, you know, and having all these babies, well, it's not a good show for you to come up with five or six different daddy babies and want somebody to take care of them kids, and 9 times out of 10, we as taxpayers is paying for them anyway.
I tell you what, I'm glad you said that, because, again, when I was asking the question of multiple kids by multiple parents, is it a problem? Do you know I put up a post one day on my page, and there were actually 3 black women who came to that post who had 3 black children by 3 different black men, and they were all under 30, and they each said there's nothing wrong with it. They each said that they're not hoes, and they each blamed the men that they chose. They blamed it on them. They said the men ain't shit. They ain't stepping up to their responsibilities. And I said, how can you be so at least black men with a bunch of kids by a bunch of women, they at least ashamed of that shit. That's why they lie to you, because they know that's not impressive. It's not impressive to tell a woman, I got 3 kids by 3 different women. That's not a turn on.
No, it's not.
But women think it's okay. A woman told me, even though I got 3 kids by 3 different men, it don't make me any less valuable than a woman without kids. This is her words out of her mouth. And you would never hear a white woman say that.
You would never hear this black woman say that. Not
It's like me. I know if you find a dude that's 26 years old with the same shit I got and no kids, he's a better catch than me. I'm not stupid. I'm not going to say I'm the same as a 26-year-old man. No, I'm not. That dude probably can fuck you better than me. He can run longer than me. If he got the same shit as I got, you're going to have 10 years of better life with him than you would with me.
Right.
But a woman won't admit it. I have 40-year-old women calling the show talking about, I'm just as good as a 20-year-old woman. No, you're not.
She'll lie, because see, at 58 years old, my mind can tell me I can do a whole bunch of shit, and my body say, don't try it. Now, my mind can tell me I can do a whole bunch of shit. That body say, hell, you better sit down and take a break.
I went to work out. I said, man, this shit is for the birds. I can't do it. I went to play basketball with one of them young boys. Young boy kept stealing the ball from me. And I knew I could get past him, but every time I tried it, I didn't.
And that's just real. That's just real talk. You know, but my kids grew up with the best stepfather they could ever have, and my son. And you know, Tommy, kids, like I say, I'm 58 years old, and kids will throw shit back in your face. Do you hear me?
Yes, we will. And I know I had a smart ass mouth when I was little.
My son, when his daddy, okay. My son grew up to be somebody, you know, like I told you, I'm very proud because he'll be a command sergeant major at 40 years old. He's been in the military for 19 years. He has one child out. His oldest one is outside the marriage. He met and married this German girl, and they have 2 children. I instilled in my son, don't put nothing here you can't take care of. And after my oldest granddaughter graduated high school, he said, I'm not going to stop paying mama. That's my child. She'll continue to get that child support. It's just not going to go to her mama. I raised children.
Go ahead.
My daughter is 30. She don't have any kids. And
well,
I tell
good.
Her, you know, my daughter, her thing is, I got several children. My Chevy Impala, my Dune and Burke, my coach, those are her children. Those are her children. She say, mama, because if I had a baby, that would be a hungry, wet little baby. Because if I see a pair of Nikes I want, I'm getting them Nikes, and the baby going to be hungry and wet. So I say, you leave them where they are. So this is what we as parents need to instill in our girls and our boys as well. You know, my brother was 23 years old, married, but he lived in the house with us, still with my grandmother. He going to jump on his wife. My grandmother got up out the bed, got a belt, and whooped his 6'3" ass and told him, you don't hit on her. You got three sisters in there. You don't want nobody hitting on them. You pack up and take her home.
You're exactly right. Now, I want you to do me a favor. We're about to go to a break, and then we're going to come back. And everybody that's on the line, we're going to get to you guys. Rosa, I'm glad you called. I hope you stick on. We got three more hours. We're going to go to a break, and we're going to come back. Y'all know the show. We have fun on the show. And when we come back, I'm going to take a lot of you guys' phone calls. We're going to go down the line. So everybody that's on the line, we're going to start. We're going to go get Jackson. We're going to get Monique. Everybody that's on the line, the lines are lit up. We're going to get to Zoe. We're going to get to Jade, Sarah. We're going to get to all you guys when we come back. Here's the thing. The number's 347-989-8310. If it knocks you off, ladies and gentlemen, please just call right back in. For some reason at 10 o'clock, it'll knock you off. I don't know what that's about. But the number's 347-989-8310. We're going to come back, and we're going to get to the crux of this whole question, discussion, conversation, and show. We're going to find out, is it a problem to have multiple kids by multiple parents? Is it a problem? Guys, make sure you follow me on Twitter. Make sure you go. If you want to watch the show, for those who are listening, you can go and watch the show. Go to yourworldmyviews.com. Click on any of the View Live Now links. You'll be able to see me talking. You'll also be able to see, because in the next 3 hours, we're going to give out two more Vizio televisions. So if your Twitter name is called, all you got to do is send me your address, and you'll get it. Y'all know how this works. This is Your World.
Stay tuned for more Your World, My Views, the realest show on internet radio. With your host, Tommy Sotomayor. Keep it locked.